Are you qualified to teach your children?
This is Andrea Schwartz with another segment of the Kingdom Driven Family Moment. One of the things I've learned as I talk to lots of women is that those who have chosen to homeschool and who have chosen to do so because they really do feel this is what God wants for their family often are afraid that someone's going to find out that they don't hold any credential or have any education degree, and in some cases, didn't finish high school or never went to college. So the question is, does this make them unqualified to teach? Well, a lot of them feel that they are, and they're deathly afraid that someone's going to ask them the dreaded question, are you qualified to teach your children? That's a question they don't want asked because they don't feel they have a very good answer for it. And a lot of times they don't have a very good answer for it is because they really aren't as qualified as they should be. And they deep down inside know that. I love it when I get a hold of some of these women because I can demonstrate to them that a very little tweaking in their perspective and attitude allows them to see that their desire to homeschool and their obedience in homeschooling constitute the most important requirements that with a little bit of guidance and a little bit of hands-on mentoring and a good amount of reading on their part, they can learn how to be the managers of the educational experience for their children. No, they don't have to learn German if they don't speak German, but they want their children to speak German. No, they don't have to suddenly become proficient in a musical instrument if they want their children to be proficient in musical instruments. What they do need to do is to obtain a Christian philosophy of education that's consistent with God's law, that holds to a viewpoint that says all areas of life and thought are subject to the law of God. Now, the good news is, I've been, since I retired from homeschooling when I ran out of children to homeschool, been focusing my attention on women who want to become better qualified for the task in front of them. And it's really quite simple. They need to prioritize the fact that they want to be the best teachers they can for their children, which means they're going to have to partition some of their day, partition some of their week in order to be able to concentrate on making themselves better qualified. It's God who ultimately is the one who credentials us. When you think about it, God could have given your children to anybody. Instead, he gave them to you. So that means that you must be his choice in this regard, and all that it takes is a hunger and thirst to become proficient. Now, for the subject of this short talk, I can't go into all the details or what's involved. I invite you to go to thekingdomdrivenfamily.com so that you can get an idea of what this mentoring procedure is all about. I sincerely hope you check it out because we can establish a fairly simple protocol for you to get started. And in the process, you will see that a lot of your desires and a lot of what you had hoped homeschooling would be will suddenly come to pass. Is it easy? No. But then again, very few things that are truly worthwhile are easy. I hope you take me up on my offer. And you can always contact me via the website and we'll have a conversation. I love to talk to those who are interested in imparting a Christian education to their children. This is Andrea Schwartz with a Kingdom Driven Family Moment.